Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Perfect verse.
I really like that verse.
I do too.
That's a great verse.
Boy, that really speaks to me. I was telling you about how right now in my life I'm going through an extremely stressful time.
Oh, okay.
And maybe I'll tell you about that more in the future, whoever's listening to us, if anyone is.
Don't worry, there's people listening.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But it's so hard just to get out of bed. Like, I just want to sleep. It's just this heaviness, this stress every day where I feel like it's just work to get out of bed, to sit up and look at people. And even
go ahead. Go, may as well.
I can tell.
Why not?
Okay. We just found Michael's been sick for some time, maybe several months now. He's been sick. And the other...
And it's the reason why we're not so timely.
This is why we've been missing a lot of our podcasts.
Yeah,
and I didn't know if you wanted me to say that.
No, nah, it's okay.
So Michael has been sick for some time. He's had extremely bad back problem. His blood pressure is through the roof. What was it that one day? It's over 200 often.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's now weak, in a lot of pain. So... we finally got some tests back from the doctor, and they found a tumor on one of his kidneys. And he's in bed a lot of times, like 4 hours a day. And what I'm struggling with the most, and I don't want to make this about me, and I hate making it about me because it is about you, but that uncertainty right now. We're waiting to hear back from cancer care to find out, is this cancer? Are they going to be doing a biopsy? You know, and I feel like we're just kind of getting jumped around from person to person right now. We're in this place of waiting. Yeah. And you're calm as a cucumber.
I don't think I'm helping because I'm very, very okay. I'm great with everything. So it's,
you are.
I don't think that really plays well for you though, but.
It's me whenever, and I've expressed this before on the podcast, that when I don't know, when I'm in a place of uncertainty, that's where I struggle the most.
Yeah.
When I do not know
what
the next plan is.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, you could tell me anything and I can handle it, but it's the uncertainty that stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I just have trouble like writing the devotionals on Time Warp Wife. You know, I'm writing those 3 times a week. I'm exhausted. And to get through the podcast, I'm yawning and yawning.
But
and
thankfully
I'm so
you're doing
tired.
That in between takes.
So doing it. Doing not, it in between.
It's not bad.
But, you know, there's this feeling I have for you and for our kids and what are they going through too as a mother. I am really struggling with that. And, you know, it could be that all of this is for, you know, just a time of testing and maybe it will all turn out great. And that would be so wonderful.
Yeah.
Which whatever direction God takes us in, that's going to be okay because I know that we can get through this. I know that regardless of what the diagnosis is going to be, we're going to praise God for that.
Well, and here we come to the first line of the prayer, right?
Yes.
But in all circumstances, we give thanks and we will. And it says we can do this because we know that you are sovereign, holy, and faithful.
Yeah.
And it's true.
It is true.
And so we really don't have anything to worry about. Because
no, but
whatever,
we're kind of like two zombies someday walking around.
Oh, that's no doubt. Yeah, no.
Because you're tired
sure,
because
me.
You're sick.
Yeah,
I'm tired now because I'm stressed. And then we get to 3 days where we have no podcast and we're like,
we've got to do this.
Should we just... We're going to do this podcast and we're going to put on a happy face and do this podcast. And I told
Michael, we're happy.
The other day, we are happy.
Yeah.
Yes, we are happy. But tired.
You can hear it in our voices.
I wouldn't even know that I'm stressed, except for the fact that I don't want to get out of bed anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I've got to be stressed out. This is the only thing I can like think it could be anyway.
But getting back to this, the reason why I said, yeah, go ahead and talk about it, because this is kind of the topic to cover that kind of covers that. And just to say that, look, you know, we always say to people, you get into the Word and really know God. And that's the thing is when you do, I just really don't worry. I don't have any fear over this. I'm not concerned about this at all. I'm a little concerned. I'm quite concerned for you, actually, because this is actually affecting you far more than it is affecting me.
It's just me and being tired.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's not. I don't want to ever make it about me. It's not about me.
No, but I mean, that's just part of, you know, part of something like this. A lot of people have gone through things like this, and we'll get through it, and everything will be fine. But it's kind of like, you know, you'll have to put up with us a little bit if we're
say everything will be fine, mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily mean that everything will turn out great. I mean, regardless of how it turns out,
God's in control.
We will be fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where
we've talked about so many things, and I'm so glad that God gives us this hope of salvation.
Yeah.
You know, that regardless of what you and I go through, we know that this isn't all that we have.
Yeah.
That we have a rock now. When we hit rock bottom, and I can't imagine hitting rock bottom, well, maybe next week we'll hit rock bottom any more than that, but we have that place where we can stand on.
Sure.
We say, yes, Lord, thank you. I have hope for, I have strength for today. Mm-hmm. I've got enough strength to get out of bed today. And I have great hope for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the next day and for all eternity because of the work that you have done for me on the cross.
Nothing can happen to us without God.
Without his permission.
It,
yeah.
You know,
that's a good place to
sovereign.
Be.
Yeah. It's a fantastic place to be. Yeah. I mean, it's the only place to be. And
and
like it says, he is holy and he is faithful. He will only do what he has promised to do. He'll take care of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All no, right. No doubt.
Yeah. So give us grace during this time of tiredness.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right. Let's pray.
All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, your word tells us to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all circumstances. We can do this because we know that you are sovereign, holy, and faithful. We desire to be that thankful couple, a couple who lovingly prays for each other, a couple who is thankful for the marriage they have. And so we ask that you remind us to be thankful each and every day, thankful that we have a marriage, and grateful that we have a friend. Teach us to appreciate the little things like the moments we spend together and the memories we share. Show us ways to express that thankfulness. Help us to cherish each other in loving and compassionate ways. Give us hearts that are thankful and sew those hearts together as one. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.